I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Three reasons why you're not attracting the right clients. That's what we're talking about today. And there's a couple of situations where you might feel like this kind of comes into play. One situation is you feel like, hey, you know, if I can get into a meeting with a client and we're sitting down together and we're really diving into it, things tend to end up going really well. Like almost all the time, people want to work with me. It's going to be great. You know, those types of meetings are awesome. But how do you get more meetings like that? And so that tends to be one of the problems. Another problem is you get into a meeting like that, but when you get to the price point, you know, everybody's excited, everyone loves what you're planning to do, the whole meeting has gone great up until the point where you start talking about price, and then the client says, you know, that's too expensive, I can't afford that, it's out of budget, what else can we do, you know, whatever. You know, the price is an issue. And a third one would be, you just can't get the clients to respond at all. Like, you can't get the right people. So it's not that you're attracting the wrong clients, it's that you're attracting no clients at all. So those are kind of like the three situations that we're going to be talking about. The situation one is you're attracting clients, but it's just not at the right price. Situation two is you're just not attracting clients at all. And situation three is even when you do get a good client meeting, sometimes the price is just out of whack. So that's what we're going to be diving into today. And I wanted to explain like the three issues that I'm seeing most web designers, especially in the WordPress world, are having when it comes time to like interact with their clients, and why their marketing isn't working, and you know, how do they generate more leads, and just like the issue of finding clients is such a hot topic today, and it's because most people aren't successful at doing it. Like it tends to be something that's really challenging to kind of like crack the nut on that one. And it's because a lot of times people feel like, you know, like one of the number one things I think people will say to me, like when we begin to talk about, you know, business and stuff like that, they'll say, I can't find clients. Like I don't have access to clients. There's just no clients who are in my area. Like either the price is wrong or there just are no clients. But the truth is that it almost, I would say probably 95% of the time, it comes down to marketing as opposed to like accessibility. And what I mean by those two things is like sometimes people like legitimately feel like they're just, you know, somewhere in Alaska where there's just no clients around, nobody's running businesses, they don't know anybody, they just feel super isolated. That's one issue. The other issue is they're not isolated, it's just that they're not connecting with anybody. There's people that you could be making offers to, it's just that they're not responding in any way. And like you say, hey, is there anybody who needs a website? And nobody's saying yes. You know, that tends to be the issue. So what we're going to do is we're going to dive into solving those things and the three problems that people tend to have that cause these issues. And the first one, and the biggest one, is, you know, I call it, you know, bass fishing in the ocean, right? Like there's, you know, you're just looking in the wrong place for the clients. That's kind of the problem. Cause like, you know, there are no bass, or at least no largemouth bass in the ocean. Those are freshwater fish. But a lot of times people will just go out into these, you know, saltwater environments looking for freshwater fish. That's what I call bass fishing in the ocean. And the problem with that is you can be doing all the right things. Like you can be saying the right things, you know, creating compelling marketing and all the other stuff. It's just you're putting it in the wrong place. Like the types of clients that you're looking for are not there. So for example, you can have all the best fishing gear and the best lures and the best technique, and like, you know, the you know, prize winning bass fishermen can be showing up to fish, but if they're fishing in the ocean, they're never going to catch a bass because there are no bass in the ocean. And so that's what tends to happen when people do like paid marketing, Google ads, Facebook ads, internet marketing in general for high ticket web design clients. And the reason that tends to be a problem is because your high ticket web design clients aren't usually on Facebook and Google and things like that trying to find websites. So that's kind of the idea. It's like, I mean, so I've been doing this for 17 years, and I can say that maybe I can think of one client that found me just kind of online, and I wasn't even advertising. I just was looking for a WordPress plugin, Googled up some stuff, and there I was, and I showed up in the results, his search results, and then he ended up reaching out to me through my website and kind of hiring me, and it turned out to be a great client. We built this awesome like media archiving plugin that kind of was custom to their needs, but I would say probably 99%, all of the other clients came through other means of marketing. Like, tends to be some form of personal interaction. Obviously referrals are one, but going to networking events, going to, just reaching out to people that you know, and people in just general areas where you can have more of an interaction sort of a situation. I tend to find that paid online marketing for high ticket web clients is kind of like bass fishing in the ocean. Because like for example, most of the clients I work with tend to be like doctors. And the doctors that I work, I tend to work with kind of specific types of doctors, like functional medicine doctors, naturopaths. I've got one of my clients is like a brain neurosurgeon who tends to help people with what he calls acquired brain damage, meaning you got shot in the head or a car accident or some kind of a tragedy, as opposed to people that have they're kind of born with problems with their brain. So this is an acquired brain injury guy. Anyway, the point is that none of those doctors are searching on the internet for website design services or, how to build a better website or how to blog more effectively or content marketing. None of them are doing those things. They're all actually helping their clients. They're all doing the things in their business. They're running their business. They're not trying to learn how to be web designers. And so what I find is a lot of times, even if your marketing is good, it's positioned in the wrong spot. And so therefore you're not attracting the right clients. So that's kind of the first problem. The second problem is not being clear on the problem that you solve. Another way to phrase that is kind of trying to speak to everybody. That those two things kind of go hand in hand. And what I mean by that is when you talk to somebody, you say, hey, I build websites. I do digital marketing. I run Facebook ads. I can build a responsive site. I can do JavaScript. I can all of the different services. I can do logos and branding and graphic design. When you kind of lay it out like that, it's very confusing because you're talking to too many people all at the same time. And as kind of like what we were talking about before, if somebody who's going to end up being a high ticket web design client sees those types of services, it's very difficult for them to understand what's going on. They don't necessarily know the differences between all of those types of services. And they certainly don't know the difference between your version of those services versus everyone else's version. Literally, that's what everybody says on their website. Everybody has the same website where they list the same skills. And then they try to allow the client to sort of parse the difference between working with them and, the other alternatives and so forth. And so, it's overwhelming clients with technical language is maybe another way to phrase this. And sometimes that even results in kind of winning clients through fear. Sometimes you'll say things I was looking at your site and there's no SSL certificate installed and there's no responsive design on the site. And you try to teach people what responsive design means because, Google's got this mobile first indexing algorithm and all this other stuff. You start saying all these technical things and then clients instantly become overwhelmed. They don't know what it means. And so you end up not resonating with them. You're not being clear on the problem that you're solving because the problem in their mind is obviously not that they don't have a responsive site. Their problem is much more business oriented, which is essentially the whole point of DoubleStack is to give you both the skills to build technically awesome websites and have the business development tools and marketing strategies and all of those types of things really dialed in, so that you can reach your clients in a much more effective way. Because I find that one of the main problems that people have with all of this is they're just not clear on the problem that they're solving. And so that's kind of the second point. So the first point is oftentimes people are just marketing in the wrong area. I call it bass fishing in the ocean. The second problem is just not being clear on the problem that you're really trying to solve. And instead, this one tends to have kind of an opposite effect on what you really want. So instead of attracting the right clients, doctors, in my situation, or, whatever, even if it's a landscaping business or a dentist or, a chiropractor or a custom home builder or a construction business or, somebody who makes custom shoes, whatever it might be, instead of attracting these business owners, you end up attracting either people that are simply trying to get the cheapest possible solution out there, or you start attracting people who are looking for someone to outsource the development to. So you're looking for like people that are doing some kind of web online consulting, but they don't have the technical skills to really do anything about it. And so then they try to hire somebody like you to kind of be the behind the scenes tech team, web development kind of person. And so the problem with that is it's not the right client. You're attracting the wrong client. You're attracting people outsourcing technical stuff. And so that means it's going to be cheap. It means it's not going to be recurring. Probably you're probably going to hire you to do a particular thing. And then that project is over. And then there's no recurring revenue. You don't have any direct access to the clients. You're not able to really help the actual clients do anything because your client's not actually the client. Your client's this guy trying to like resell services to people and probably trying to sell cheap websites. So that's why when you're marketing and you're saying that you can do, you know, logo design and responsive stuff, and you start listing all of your technical skills on your website like it's some kind of a resume, you tend to attract the wrong audience when you market that way. And so I'm kind of lumping all of that together in the concept of just not being clear on the problem that you're solving. And because of that, you're attracting people that want a different type of problem solved than the one you're actually intending. Like you want these clients where you have these long-term, high-value relationships that go on month after month, and you're charging like, you know, five figures for it over the course of the year, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, like it's like a $5,000 site, you know, maybe like a $10,000 per year retainer in place. And that's what you're really looking for. You're not looking for somebody who says, hey, can you build me this website? Here are the specs. Can you do it? And it's going to be $800 or whatever like that. So that's kind of problem too, is not being clear on the problem that you're solving, trying to speak to everybody, overwhelming people with all this technical language, and then winning the wrong kinds of clients, or at least, you know, attracting the wrong kinds of clients. So that's the second one. The third one, and this might be the most critical one, is you're not positioning yourself as an expert who can really solve the problem. So, you know, this obviously leads off of number two, like, you know, not being clear on what the problem is. But even if you are relatively clear on the problem, like a lot of times people will say, not often, but sometimes I'll go to somebody's website, like a WordPress or web designer website. And instead of being like the online resume, it'll say something like, you know, we have these discovery sessions, we meet with you, we uncover all this stuff, and our goal is to make you succeed and all that kind of stuff. Well, the problem with that type of marketing is, first of all, it's still not very clear on the problem, although it is more clear than saying I do HTML and CSS and JavaScript and Google search and whatever. It's better than that, but it's still not clear on the actual problem that you're solving. It's very generic. It's speaking to everybody. But beyond that, you're not positioning yourself as the expert who can really solve that your client's problem. For example, how is working with you different from any of the other cheaper alternatives, right? Because like there's so many people out there that say, we have a discovery session, we deeply figure out your needs, we answer the phone, we have great customer service, you know, we have all these things. But there's really no way to differentiate between like if your website says that, somebody else's website says that, everybody's website says that. There's no differentiating factor there. And so it causes your clients to have to figure out on their end, you know, is this person better than that person? And of course, they're doomed to fail because everybody's kind of saying the same thing. And you're not really differentiating yourself in any meaningful way with regard to, you know, why working with you is better than anybody else. It doesn't differentiate you based on price. And sometimes it's even hard for somebody to say, well, you know, this guy's charging, you know, $1,500 or whatever for a website. I could build my own website on Wix for free. So, what's the difference there? And so a lot of times you might be thinking, well, in my mind, you know, the difference is, you know, I have a lot of experience and I'm better than the guys on Upwork. I've been doing this for however many years. And, you know, I provide a really great customer service experience, meaning that, the other guys just kind of crank you through this engine and nobody really listens or cares. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to be available on the phone and we're going to really do this really in-depth, customized, you know, special just for you kind of a thing. And obviously that's better. And then when you need updates, I'm going to be around for the updates and, you know, whatever kind of plans you have in the future, just, you know, send them my way and we'll put them on and we're going to have this great relationship. It's going to be awesome. You know my name. I know your name. It's just this real relationship thing, not this kind of abstract business or whatever. And that will get you a little bit. That will get you a little way down the road, but it doesn't make up the difference. Like, say, for example, if somebody's charging $1,000 and you're charging $1,200, and the $1,000 guy is like somebody that's in a different time zone and doesn't know anybody. It's like this very impersonal sort of large business kind of corporation kind of a thing. But you're there. You're going to be this custom solution, and you've got this great customer service experience. That will get you a little way down the road. It'll get you, you know, it could bridge that $200 gap. Well, yeah, this, you know, you're working with you as an extra $200, but, you know, I can call you, I can text you, I can email you, I know your name, you know my name, everything's going to be pretty good. I suddenly feel like I should sing the song to Cheers, where everybody knows your name. But that kind of situation will bridge a small gap, but it won't bridge like a $4,000 gap. Like if you're charging $5,000 and someone else is charging $1,000, it's not the kind of thing where just because you're there and you're nice and, you know, you've got this great customer service experience thing going on that, you know, because of that, now you can charge 5 or 10 times more than everybody else. At that point, what's going to happen is the clients are going to say, hey, you know what, that's too expensive. I can't afford that. You know, what else can we do? And then you're going to have to either do one of two things. You either have to reduce your price point to the point where you're probably not going to be able to hit the revenue goals, which is why you had the higher price in the first place. Or you're just going to have to say, hey, you know what, you know, you just priced yourself out of the market and you lose the lead altogether. And so that brings us back to kind of the third issue is you're not positioning yourself in a way that differentiates you from other people on how you can solve, you know, their problems. Because again, the problem is not their website or anything really online. That's not ultimately the problem. Those may be contributing to the problem or not helping to solve the problem, but the problem is not usually a technical issue. The problem, for the clients that you want people who believe that the problem is, I need more clients, I need more revenue, I need to generate more leads, you know, these business-oriented problems that you're solving. Those are the types of clients that you want for these high-value, long-term relationships. You do not want clients who think, oh, I just need to have, you know, a new WordPress theme installed, or you know, my old theme's not responsive. I got to get things looking good on mobile devices. I need somebody to swap my theme. The clients that you are looking for are not thinking those thoughts. The clients you're not looking for, like the people that are trying to resell your services to someone else, or people that are just trying to, you know, to get the cheapest thing at the, you know, as fast as possible, whatever. Those are the types of clients that tend to look for those technical type of problem solving solution type things. But that's not what you want. What you want are people where you can come alongside and like deeply serve them at a fundamentally different level. And that kind of is where I wanted to kind of wrap things up, is this serving. And what I mean by serving is not giving somebody a website. Like selling a website is different from serving a client. What I mean by serving is you fundamentally focus your energy on delivering their dreams, like the outcomes that they want. And sometimes you'll find that, hey, you know what? You can grow somebody's business to like a $10,000 per month landscaping business that you run out of your house in East Texas, you know, something really specific like that. And that's what they want. You know, they live in East Texas. They want to run a landscaping business. They want $10,000 per month. They're doing it out of their home. And, you know, that's kind of a result that somebody might want to have, as opposed to, let me build you a faster loading website or something like that, where that's not really serving the client. Because you can have a fast loading website and it could be responsive and secure and all of these other things and still not deliver any sort of meaningful result. And that is kind of the point. That's the where we are right now is like 90% of people fall into that category where they already have a website that's fast loading and responsive and secure. And you know, that's like everybody on Wix basically falls into that platform where the website is okay. It's not the end of the world. You know, obviously you could build a better website than maybe a Wix website is, but the point is it's doing its thing. They're just not getting any results out of it. So if you make the shift to being able to kind of make the jump from, what is the problem that you're solving? Who are you solving it for? Why is working with you different from building a Wix website? You know, how do you create the vocabulary around what you're doing in a way that enables your client to understand, this is somebody who's really going to serve me, right? As opposed to somebody who's going to sell me. You know, nobody wants to have a conversation with somebody who's going to sell them on something. Everybody wants to have a conversation with somebody who can genuinely, with integrity, show up and help. And so that's the idea behind revamping your marketing, so that you start attracting the right clients at the right price. And when they begin to meet with you, it's in a framework where everybody has the right mindset. in place. And so so that's kind of the idea. And if you feel like that's kind of where you're meeting with clients, but maybe they're balking on the price, you can't get the clients to meet with you at all in the first place, or when you do meet with clients, it turns out that they're not really the right style of client. They're not like these long-term high-value clients that you're looking for. A great place to kind of start figuring things out is with the marketing. Like, what are you doing? Are you bass fishing in the ocean? Are you clear about the problem that you're solving? And are you positioning yourself in a way that differentiates you from everybody else? Those tend to be the three things that are that tends to be what the big problem is. So if you feel like that this sort of applies to you and you want to figure out how you can kind of unwind all of this and do better and rechange, you kind of revamp your marketing and kind of get pointed in the right direction, let's talk about it and figure out, you know, like, who are you trying to build websites for? Like, what is your ideal market look like? You know, who are your ideal clients? What kind of pricing do you need to be charging to be able to hit the revenue goals that you have in place? And then if you want to put a step-by-step plan together so that you can hit that goal as fast as possible, let's talk about it. So head over to doublestack.net/call, and that's where you'll find my personal calendar. Hop on over there and pick a time that works well for you. And we'll get on the phone for like 45 minutes and we'll dive into that kind of stuff and figure out. Let's get some clarity on the market that you're trying to reach. And what are you saying to them? And are you bass fishing in the ocean with regard to trying to attract the right leads? And then what we'll do is we'll put a plan in place to figure out how to get this back on track for you so you can start growing, like, you know, $5,000 or $8,000 or $10,000 per month coming into your business on a consistent basis because you have these long-term, high-value, recurring revenue style clients. So head over to doublestack.net/call. Pick a time that works for you. Right after picking the time, you're going to see a form to fill out. It's going to have like a link to your website. A little bit, just trying to get some information about, you know, what's going on so that I can do a little bit of upfront studying as to what your situation is like so that when we get on the phone, we'll be able to cram it full with awesome information and that'll be really, really high value for you. So there we go. So that's what we're talking about. The three reasons why marketing is not working. If you feel like you want to dial this in, head over to doublestack.net/call and pick a time. We'll get on the phone and get this going for you. All right, so there we go. We'll also be back again next Tuesday. And if you're watching this in Facebook at the live session right now, and you want to kind of get these sessions on the go, don't forget to go over and subscribe to the Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, where all those places, so you can, you know, get this stuff there. If you're listening to this on a podcast, you want to chime in live and kind of join in here in the session. Oh, hey, Rebecca. Hey, Caleb. Good to see you guys. Then, you know, go over to Building High Value WordPress Sites. It's a Facebook group. Join that. And every Tuesday at 2 p.m., we get together and have these sessions on how to, you know, generate a lot of money and a lot of success for your clients in the process with your web design and WordPress consulting. So there we go. That's what we got for today. If you have any questions, put those in the comments. I'll be keeping an eye on that throughout the week. And again, if you want to talk about this stuff and kind of build like a step-by-step plan just for your business, head over to doublestack.net/call and you'll find my calendar and we can get on the phone and talk about it. Awesome, guys. I will look forward to seeing you guys next week. Here's a high five for the week. Boop. And we'll talk again soon.